Right now, though, it is time to take a look at what's happening in Parliament. The suspended public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane's impeachment process has been ongoing, and today the second witness testified at the inquiry into her fitness to hold office. Covering that story for us is our Eyewitness News reporter, Babalo Ndenze, and he joins us on the line to talk about it now. Babalo, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ailey.
What unfolded at today's proceedings?
Well, today, Amy, the Section 194 inquiry was supposed to hear evidence from the Zambian public protector, Caroline Sonoki. And Sokoni, I beg your pardon, Caroline Sokoni from the Zambian public protector, but couldn't go ahead with this evidence because now the witness has to get certain approvals from the state of Zambia, from the government authority in Zambia. And, you know, to complicate matters is that she's also recently appointed as a judge or in the process of being appointed a judge or to the judiciary, which also requires its own levels of authority before she can go to another jurisdiction. So Advocate Dalimpopo basically telling the committee or requesting the committee to defer the matter to next year, still part of the same program, not changing the program, but fit in this evidence as part of, you know, and on the 23rd of January, preferably on the 23rd of January. And the committee basically agreed to this request. You know, but they did put questions to the Zambian public protector, who was present virtually at the committee meeting, where she also further explained her predicament and why she would need to, you know, wait a bit longer before she can even come before the parliament, whether it's physically in person or it's virtually.
So, Babalo, essentially what you're saying is that they are wrapping up the inquiry for this year then?
Yes, the inquiry is done for the year. The committee was unable to hear this last witness, which was going to be the last kind of witness for the year to end, but it has broken for the year now and will only reconvene in the new year. So they basically used today's meeting to just finalize some of the outstanding business, you know, after they found out that the witness could not testify or give evidence. And they wrapped up all their proceedings for the year and will probably see the new witness or the Zambian public protector coming before the committee on the 23rd of January.
And in this case, does her suspension continue as is?
Yes, Mkhwebane's suspension continues as is. I mean, the status quo remains. There are still pending, you know, recusal applications for the evidence leaders in the inquiry. That's Advocate Bauer and Advocate Mayosi. They've also faced, you know, previous recusal applications within the committee. And I think whatever is outstanding now is being dealt with in the courts. And there was also a recent, application by Advocate Limpopo for the evidence leaders to, you know, recuse themselves because they flighted the legal fees of various advocates and were accused of racism by the Mkhwebane defense team for that. So those are just outstanding matters that we'll probably hear about or, you know, get some finality on next year.
Babalo, the inquiry is taking an awfully long time, as I suppose these inquiries do. How much more is there still to get through?
There's quite a lot to get through because if you remember, Advocate Dalimpopo and Sue Mkhwebane, they had made a number of, you know, witness requests from the president, for example, as well as, you know, the DA. They've made requests to the DA, to Professor Thuli Madonsela, to come also give evidence, and with no luck, really. And so whether they have any new ideas or any new witnesses that they'd like to call, we'll only be able to find out next year. But the committee's program is quite set and will, you know, finalize its work on the 21st of April, 2023. So there's still a bit of time left, but I imagine one the new year begins, we see a lot of, you know, new witnesses coming to the fore from Advocate Mkhwebane's side.
Do you have any idea personally, Babalo, how Busisiwe Mkhwebane is spending her time while she's suspended?
Well, she's spending a lot of her time while she's suspended, you know, dealing with inquiry matters, the inquiry into her fitness to hold office. And she's been in attendance for almost all the hearings, whether it's virtually or physically. And she's actually mostly in Cape Town physically, you know, to hear the matters. She's also addressed the committee a few times on her, on herself. So I imagine she's spending a lot of her time dealing with all these matters, whether it's the inquiry and the hearings and the witnesses, but also the other matters that are playing out in the court, the High Court and in the Constitutional Court. So I imagine she's dealing with a lot of legal work during her time on suspension. And I also imagine she's also spending some time you know, with herself, to herself and her family as well. But she's quite preoccupied with this matter, definitely.
Babalo Ndenze, Eyewitness News parliamentary correspondent on the line from Parliament. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.